The Mishnah says that Psulim HaMikdashim, the Hanor, the enjoyment Shabo, goes to Hegdish. The question is Amos. What are we talking about over here? Elam, if you want to tell me, Liyachat Pidyoinoi, then after you point to the Behema, you make it into Chulun after you redeem it. Now the Behema, the Hanor, the Behema goes to Hegdish. The question is why? Hani Yosun Le Hegdish, why? Hani Yosun or the Bailamu? It's enjoyment that belongs to the owner. The owner could have enjoyment from it right now. He already redeemed it. It's like Chulun. So why do you say that not to Hegdish? Ella must be talking about Lifnei Pidyoinoi. We're talking about now that before you redeem it, then the Hanor is to Hegdish, because then it still belongs to Hegdish. If so, how could you tell me Nishchotim that you're allowed to shecht it then when it still belongs before Pidyon? If you shecht it first, so then later, how could you redeem it? I have boy Hamad of Arocha. We hold that by Kochim, it's only redeemed if it's standing and you bring it in front of the Kohen, and the Kohen evaluates how much it's worth. See, if you shecht it first, it's not alive. You can't make Hamad, you can't stand it up. So Honich, this would still be good. Laman the Yom of the one that says love later, that Kotche Mizbeach Lehoye B'chalamod of Arocha. That by Kotche Mizbeach a Korbin, you do not need Hamad of Arocha to be part of it. Even though it's dead already, you could be part of it. It's only by Kotche Belek Habayis that you need Hamad of Arocha. Then it'll be good. But there, Laman the Yom of the one that says no. Hoye B'chalva Hamad of Arocha, even Kotche Mizbeach. Also, you could only be poydered if it's fit to stand and to bring to the korban, to bring to the kohen, is so ma'ikal neimer. How could you tell me, we're talking about now, that you shechted it first when it was still belonging to Hegdish, and already you want to redeem it, you can't redeem it anymore. You cannot make the armada of arocha. So how could it say, nishchot and mitlis? It's more like this. El aradad li'erlam, we're talking about now the Mishnah li'achat pidyon. That aradad, first you have this korban shlomim, it became a balmum when it's still alive. Now you go and redeem it. And after you redeem it, then the Mishnah says you're allowed to sell it in the marketplace and you could shecht it there and still consider the Hanor goes to Hegdish. So the question is why? Why does the Hanor go to Hegdish? Once you redeem it, it's regular chulin, it's the owner that has the Hanor Shebai. So the Gemara says, Umay Hanosan Hegdish, what does the Mishnah mean to say that the Hanor, the enjoyment, goes to Hegdish? It means to say Adam Mikoro. That's like this, that before you redeem it. What does that mean to say? Techivon Deshori Lumar. Since the Halacha is that people know that if they will redeem this Korban, if they'll redeem this Tzulu HaMakdoshim later on, they know that they're allowed to sell it in the marketplace, and they can check it there, and they'll get a lot of money for the meat. If so, right now, when they go to redeem it, they'll pay Hegdish a lot of money. So Hegdish is going to gain on the deal the fact that people know they could sell it in the marketplace. That's what the Chum will make of. Mashenkin, by a Bechor, that you cannot be paid for it, so Hegdish won't gain anything. There's no difference whether you could or you can't. Therefore, we tell the owner, you have to be no cover and you can't stop sell it in the marketplace. But over here, by regular Psulei HaMakdashim, here the story is, Techivon Nesharvu Lomar, Nimkorim b'yitlis. It could be sold b'yitlis, v'nishchotim b'yitlis, v'nishkolim b'litra, tvei, and you could weigh it out by pounds more, v'oporek mik, or b'litra tvei, oporek mikora. Because since you have a right, if the person knows that he'll be able to sell it and make a lot of money with it later, at the beginning now, when he first goes to redeem it from Hegdish, he'll pay a lot of money for it. So that's why it's considered Hegdish is getting Hanor from here. Hegdish will get the enjoyment from this, since people will redeem it at a higher price. Then the Mishnah says, though, but chutz mina b'chor mina ma'isa. But by b'chor and by ma'isa, the locha there is, you can't redeem it. It remains with its kedushas b'chor and kedushas ma'isa. There's no money involved there. So therefore, shani yosam l'baylam. Any type of enjoyment would just go to the owner. That the owner would be able to sell it in the marketplace, it would be his gain. There's no money going over to Hegdish here. So therefore we say, Adarab, you have to be knowing like COVID and not to do these things in a regular marketplace, but do it only privately in your house. So the Gemara says like this. Bishleima b'choy, understand, b'yitlis, who do leim is davon? You can't sell a b'chor, let's see, a kain that has the b'chor that's a baal mum. So look where the kain's a lot of shechter that need it. And if he wants to, he could also sell it to somebody else. So it's good that the diuk is, you can't sell it in the marketplace. But what did they say? Mizdavin, if the Kohen wants to sell it in his own private house to a Yisrael, he's allowed to sell it. That's good. Ela Maisa, but by Maisa Behema, the Beisan mi Mizdavin, are you allowed to sell it even in your own house? You're not allowed to. For your Tanya, we learn like this. The Bechor by Korban, Bechor Nemre Posek says, Loitipodei means you should not redeem it. V'nim Kechai, and it's sold. You have a time to learn like this. You have a Bechor Nemre Bechor, it says, Loitipodei. You're not allowed to redeem, you can't redeem a Bechor, you can't take off the Kedusha of a Bechor. But V'nim Kechai, but the Kohen himself, if he wants to, he could sell it to another Jew, he could sell it whatever he wants, even though it's alive. But by Maisa Behemah, then when the Pasuk says, Lo Yigrel, it says not only Lo Yisipod, you can't redeem it, but it says a strong lesson of Lo Yigrel, that we dash from here means, V'ein Nimkar, that the owner of it is not allowed to sell it to another Jew, Lo Yichai, not when the Maisa Behemah is alive, even though it has a mum, only the Yisrael, the owner himself, could eat it now, but he's not allowed to sell it. For Lo Yishoch, not after a Shech, they can't sell it, V'lo Yitam, Lo Yibamum. Even though it's a Balmum, still you can't sell it. So Zerak will make out the Yikida by Meiser. It's only you can't sell it in the marketplace. But Mashma in your house, you could sell it. I hear it's Mashma, you can't sell Meisbeim at all. So Mara says, true, her milsa this question like, Ikshilele Rosheshish. Rosheshish had this question. Do yurta by evening. Or Shnia Bekad Musum Ebraisa. And in the morning, early in the morning, he answered it from Ebraisa. We'll soon see later what the Ebraisa is. And the answer we're talking about here, for Maisa Behemah Shal Yisoma Maskinan. Our Mishnah is talking about that this Maisa Behemah belonged to a Yosom, for an orphan. And therefore the Rabbanu will make it to say, if we're allowed to sell it for the orphan, Umishum HaShavas Aveda Nogobo. It's like HaShavas Aveda, because this young kid won't be able to eat the meat anyway. So if we shecht it for him, he won't be able to eat it. So just right away, so in order to save the orphan's money, therefore you have a right to sell it. Like we'll see later on why. So Morris, what happened was that Rav Idi Sarsed Rosh Hashis Hevi. Rav Idi was the Shamish, the servant of Rosh Hashis. Shama Minei, so Rav Idi heard the answer from Rosh Hashis. So also Rav Idi went, Omer Ben Midrash, he went over and said the answer to the question in the Vesa Medrash, that even though you're not allowed to sell the meat of a Maisa Behema, but by Yisraimim you're allowed to. But Lo Yomer Mishmei did not say it over the name of Rosh Hashis. And Shomer Rosh Hashis later found out about this, that his own servant went and said over his Torah in the Beis Medrash, and he didn't say it over in his name. Sikbit Rosh Hashis got very angry. Omri said like this, Omri said, Man the Okits, whoever like bites Mila does not mention my name, Liuksa Akrava, like the snake should bite him, meaning to say, put him into a Shamtu, into an Idui, like you put a curse upon him. So the question is, why did Rosh Hashanah get so angry here? For Rosh Hashanah, my nafka, let me know, what's the difference whether the person said over in his name or not? Why should it bother you so much? So Mar says, yes. The Yomar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, my distiver, the Pesach say, Agur Rabbi Yolech Elomim. Hadam HaMelech said, I want to live in your tents forever. Or Elomim, Mashma, in both worlds. So the question is, V'chiev Sheliyodim Logor B'Shnei Elomim, could a person live in two worlds? Like if you're in this world, you're not in the Mabo. And if you're upstairs, you can't be in this world. So what did David mean to say? Aguru Balech Olam, I want to be in both worlds. Elo David meant like this. Elo Omar David. David HaMelech said like this. That Ribon Shalom, Yomru David Shmuel Mipi, B'Elam Azir, people should say over my halachas in my name. And therefore why? The Yomru Rav Yechni Mishum Rav Shimon Ben Yochoi, that called Talmud Chochem, Shoimrim Devash Shmuel Mipir Bela Mazir, and they tell Mekokim that people say over Alochis or say over Torah in his name, is to say some better voice to Kever. Even though Tamachokim is buried already, still it's like his mouth is moving. That's what David wanted, that people should say over his Alochis, and even though he's an Elam HaBo, be considered like his mouth is talking here in this world. So that's why Rosh Hashanah got angry, he would have wanted him to mention his name. V'yomer Rabbi Yitzchak Baziri, Micro, where's the pasuk for this? It says, V'chicha kiyayin atoiv, is waiting for good wine, oylech l'doidi l'meshorim, doiviv sisa yishonim, like moving the lips of yishonim, the people that are sleeping. It means to say, like a koi mishlonotin, like a cluster of hot grapes, that ma koi mishlonotin, just like a cluster of grapes, when it's all ripe and finished, Kivan the Odom Nogei Bo, as soon as you just start to touch it, Doivev, the wine starts to drip out of it, is Av Tomei Chachomim. Kivan Shodom Oime Advashmu Mipiv, whoever says over here Advah Halach in the name of a Tamei Chachom, is Dogavois Sesais of the Kever. Even though he's already in the grave, his mouth starts to move. So Kitzah, that's this big Milo that people should say, oh, but Allah is in your name. That's why Rosh Hashanah was makbid, felt bad why the person didn't say it over in his name. So now the Gemara explains, though, my Brisa. Where is the Brisa that the Rosh Hashanah came to answer? Where is this Brisa? So most of the time you will learn like this. Maisa behema shel yisaimim is moichrin oisai. It says here, you have a Maisa behema that belongs to yisaimim, you let us sell it. Or Maisa behema, so precious mashmal mashenkin, regular Maisa behema of Yisrael, Sheshachatu, if it was a shechita was done to it, you shechted it, so then you want to sell it. So the Eitzer is Mavliyoi bi'oiroi, you could like stick it in, Mavliyoi, like stick it into the price when you go to sell the skin of it, or the chelba, the fat of it, or the gidoi, the veins, or the kind of the hooves, or the horns. So Moshe says, my come, what does the price mean to say here? Some rabbi, a bais of the tzachik, come into the bais of me to say, "Ma'aseh beim shall you say min? If you have this ma'aseh beim that belongs to orphans, ma'achon oisem ba'avlot." Like one thing, the bais. Even then, you only allowed to sell it, and not to get money for the meat itself. You're not allowed to take money for the meat of the ma'aseh beim. You're allowed to take money for these other things, for the skin, things that are not basar. So you do it ba'avlot, like ba'avlot mean to say, I'm charging you more money for the skin. And the meat I'm giving to you for a present. That's the way you should, even by Yisraimim. So Moshe says, Mechlal, if so, will be a proof that the Godel, let's say this Maisa Behema belong to an older person, to a Godel, not a Yosem, then if he wants to sell the meat, he can't even sell about Loloi, he can't even sell it stuck in with a price with these other things. So as even again, by Maisa Behema now, as soon as the Pasuk, now I sell the meat of it. But mashma, the skin and the horns that you are allowed to sell. So mashma, by your godol, you're not allowed to even sell the meat, and this is like this. I'm charging you $100 now for the skin, even though usually skin is only worth $2, but I'm charging you $100 for the skin as if to say, I'm going to give you the meat for a present, and I'll only charge you for the skin. Mashma, even that is also. So question why? Mashma, why is this different? That's what we learned. There's a more in Mishnah in Sukkah that says, Havakeach lulav mechaver b'shvius. If you go to buy a lulav from your friend on Shemitah, so loch is on Shemitah itself, the lulav grew on the sixth year. Therefore, it has no kedusha shvius. But esrog, you go after bizman lekitu when you take it off the tree. So if you take it off the tree on Shemitah, it has kedusha shvius. So you're not allowed to buy, at least you can't pay money for an esrog. You can't give the money to an amoritz. So if you want to buy your esrog off an amoritz, because if you give him the money, then the money becomes Kaddish, and he's not Noi B'Kdushas Shvius on it. So how do you buy an Esrog off an Amoritz on Shemitah? He is Noi Sumla Yesu B'Matona. You have to tell the guy, listen, I want you to give me the Esrog for a present. The Fi Sheini Rishol Olokha, because you're not going to buy it for Shvius. And then you'll pay money for something else. But it's supposed to ask him, give it to you for a present. So at the end of the other question, what's going to be Leirot to Litlan b'matana? Let's say the Amoritz does not want to give it to you for a present. Then what? Mai. The Yom Avun Avunah says, Mavliya loy demei esrog b'lulav. Meaning to say, tell him like this, I'll pay you the $100 for the lulav, and then give me the esrog for a present. So you see, even though you're not allowed to pay money for the esrog, you'd like to do it b'avlo. So I'll come by Maisa Beima, why can't you sell it b'avlo? I'm not going to pay you for the meat, I'll pay you for the skin double. Someone says, no, hosom lenuchanusa. By an esrog, it's not so nuchanusa. Rashi's mashmiyam that a lulav cannot cost the same money as an esrog. Not like today. It should be a good proof for the esrog when they charge too much money. But nigger adin, luchu an esrog, and a lulav should be charged the same money. Therefore, if you pay that much money for the lulav, it doesn't look like it's overcharging for the lulav. But hoch over here, if you're going to pay the $100 just for the skin, nuchanusa, everybody knows that the skin itself is not worth so much money. That for sure you're also buying and paying for the boss of the meat or the ma'aseh behema. Therefore, here it's awesome. That's one terrace. Amar Rav, Rav says, and came, if so, ma'aseh behema, that's beyond this brighter than
Trez Rimna Lomli. Why does it say the word Maisa Bema twice? It was only he had a behema that belongs to a godol sheshachoto, that the person shechted already his Maisa Bema. It had a baal mum, it had a mum on it, so the owner is allowed to sell it. The owner is allowed to shecht it. Now, in case he wants to sell it, the answer is mavliya biyoroi. Let him stick it into the price of the skin, the chobah, the meat, or the fat, the gidor, or the veins, or the carnivore, or the hooves, or the horns of it. In other words, you're not allowed to sell the meat by itself, but you are allowed to sell these other things. They're not dosa. So in the price that you're charging for the skin, already put in the price of the meat also. So Amar Rav, Rav it says, Minua minula, how do I know this like this, the chiddush, that this is mutter, that's not mutter? So the klal is like this. The chsiv, the posuk says, for ho yehu utumarosa yi kodesh lo yi goyel. It says in the parsha of Maisa Behema that it should always be kodesh to Maisa Behema. Lo yi goyel means you cannot sell it and you cannot redeem it. But it says in the same sentence, for hu utumarosa, the same posuk, it should be like a tumura. If so, eimosai oisa tumura. When could you make a tumura on a Maisa Behema? Only mechaim calls them on it alive. So this pasuk is talking about kol zaman the ma'isa beim is alive. So it's like this: Amos ha'im nigel. So when, like midiraisa, are you not allowed to sell the ma'isa beim? That's only michaim midiraisa. It's only yosa kol zaman the ma'isa beim is alive. Holiach shchita. But once the owner already shechted his ma'isa beim when has a ba'mum, now that he has just the meat, really midiraisa nigel. Now midiraisa, really you're even allowed to sell it. It's only v'rabonin. Who the gozer? Rabbanim made gzeira not to sell your mice the meat of the mice of beima, but yachas shchita even after shchita. Also, because if you sell it then lefnei shchita, we'll have to be afraid that maybe you're going to come to sell it even before shchita. Therefore, the chum said not to sell the meat of the mice of beima. Now, dover hanishu mechayim, something that you sell when it's alive, lemoshu the meat. If you buy a live animal, you buy it for the meat. And therefore, gozer rabbanim yachas shchita. That even after shchita, you can't sell the meat. Otlof me shchita, maybe you come to sell it even before the shchita. Ma shein kein dove shein.